right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting for June 17th. I would like to call to order the establishment of quorum, please.
Corey Robach.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger. Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudill.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
All right. Thank you. Scott, could you please give us an explanation of the public hearing procedures and the presentation of exhibits?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you this evening to June 17th, 2020 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted. Your governing statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there's an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, is where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right, thank you, Scott.
Yep.
If you plan to speak tonight, could you please rise and raise your right hand? Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth tonight to the best of your ability?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Real quickly, we'll go into the review and action of the March 18th meeting minutes.
I would move to approve the minutes as distributed for in their current form.
Okay. Anybody second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Minutes have been approved. Okay, so we're going to go into the public hearings. I'm involved in the first one, so I'm going to excuse myself and turn it over to our vice chair, David.
Okay, so Trent Edwards is asking for a variance request of a 3-acre parcel size for RV parks located at 831 State P. Hollister. Is there any additional information that you...
Yes, per your Board of Adjustment bylaws, there's Article 13 under voting that I'll read, and then you'll ask Trent if he wants to take this option and postpone it to the next meeting or not. Okay. So A, each Board of Adjustment member shall be entitled to one vote on all issues presented to the Board of Adjustment. It shall require the concurring vote of at least three members of the Board of Adjustment to constitute a decision for the Board of Adjustment. And B, if at a hearing before the Board of Adjustment, there is present only three members, which there currently is that can vote on this, of the Board of Adjustment, then in such event, the applicant of the proceeding shall have a one-time option to continue the hearing until the next regularly scheduled Board of Adjustment meeting, at which there exists a quorum of members of the Board of Adjustment. And the matter shall be heard at that meeting without another option pursuant to this paragraph to continue the hearing to a later date. This option shall be requested prior to the evidence being presented at the meeting at the Board of Adjustment for that particular project that evening. So you would need to ask the applicant if he would want to weigh his option per Article 13 voting.
Trent, would you like to have that option to postpone this till the 15th of July?
I'd like to continue.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to continue.
Okay, I'll give you your presentation. So you have case number 2020-05V, which is RV park lot size variance. Your request applicant, Trent Edwards, is seeking a lot size variance from the provisions of Appendix M, Section 2.1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, which states no recreational vehicle park shall be developed on a parcel of property having an area of less than 3 acres. The applicant is requesting the variance for the ability to develop a 7-space RV park located on approximately 1 acre, located 831 State Highway P. The applicant has applied for a Division 3 permit on May 19th, case number 2020-10, for a proposed 7-space RV park located at the 831 State Highway P. This proposed project will be served by a private well in the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So on our location, here's 65 Highway, State Highway 265. This turns into Windmill Road, and then State Highway P. Our parcel's highlighted. We'll zoom in. Of course, I'll go to the map where we can zoom in and out. Here's the proposed plan that shows well, grinder pump, sewer line that's currently being put in. I did take some photos. I don't know why that one's floated off, but it has. Looking back to the west, and that's looking back to the east. Here's the Appendix M. So it's Section 2.1 area. No recreational vehicle park shall be developed on a parcel of property having an area less than 3 acres. The density of 18 per acre, he's asking for 7 per acre. So that was only part of the Appendix M needing the variance. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2005V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval 1, approval of a 1 acre lot size for an RV park rather than the required per Appendix M Section 2.1 3 acre minimum requirement. 2 is compliance with all of the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And 3 is a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Trent Edwards. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. I appreciate it. I'd like to start with, can you zoom that out just a little bit, kind of show us a broader range? Okay, perfect.
Okay. Just to kind of point this out, in case you're not familiar with P Highway, but P Highway is just south of Hall Street. When it comes down through here, it dead ends. This is a dead end to the Big Bear Resort. Big Bear Resort started as Jellystone Park in the 50s. In the 80s, it had gone bankrupt and turned into privately owned lots. There's 315 lots in Big Bear Resort. 284 of them are RV campers. So this has been kind of a common deal through the years. There has been some cabins and homes built in the area. Again, it does dead end here. If you look here at my property, this property here all belongs to Johnny Morris. It's commercial. This property here, which just cuts into part of my property and then covers this section, is commercial mini storage. And then, of course, across the street is the Branson Canyon VRBO. It's commercial. And so do you guys have any questions on that location?
No.
So some things that when I was looking into this idea of possibly doing this, I'm aware of page 88 of our Canyon County guidance code where it says the minimum of 3 acres. So when I was reading through there, I got to looking at it and did a little research about RV parks. And one of the things I noticed that most RV parks, they try to fit every square inch. Just kind of give you an idea. So my thoughts behind this was to put myself in a position to ask you guys for a variance, I needed to look for a compromise. And the compromise was not to see how many I could squeeze into a spot, but how could I make it where it actually was not a high-density campground, because that's not what I was after. So according to our guidance, it does state that you could put 18 per acre spaces. My request is just for 7. There's currently 2 that's on there that has been for 3 years. They're seasonally. The whole concept of this would be also seasonally because it is the lake area. So I'm looking for a seasonal option for that space. And again, with only 7 spaces. We have the main road that comes down through here is state maintained. So it's up to the regulation of the width. It does end from being state maintained right about here, and it goes to county, just so you guys are aware of that. Part of the thing we talked about the other day when I went to concepts with planning and zoning was that we would want to make sure that there was a safe access in and out. So part of the process we'll be working with MoDOT. We do have enough width here for entrance and exit. We've done it for 3 years. We've never had an issue with that. But again, working with Tom Boyce and them, as you know, if you've been down there lately, it's a mess because they're putting in the sewer. So we're working on getting a wider entrance. So there'll be plenty of room also for the entrance and egress. Also, if you look at your printout that I gave you here, when we looked at the layout and design, currently right now, this is probably hard to tell from your distance, currently, the little loop that is there is right here. Okay. So when you look at the pictures that Scott posted, there's a mess of dirt everywhere. And that's because Tom Boyce and them are bringing in their fill dirt. We're going to level it out. So we can actually take that loop and bring it wider. So there's plenty of access in and out. So nobody's stuck trying to figure out how to get their camper out. It's an easy process. But it also takes... and it tucks those 7 spaces in amongst the trees. So currently the way it is now, the 2 campers you saw in the pictures are up here close to the front, but this will actually hide them back in here in the trees. So it's actually less visible with 7 spaces the way it will be laid out than it is with the 2 that's currently there now. The other thing too, I guess that pretty much covered it so far. Do you guys have any questions?
You don't plan for any of the RVs that are not sitting on a spot to just be sitting there. You're not going to have any more than 7 RVs at any one time.
Never, no. And these won't be for
storage.
Storage, yeah, absolutely not. And I mean, there will be, again, with me living right here, this is a daily access for me. It's also going to be very important for me, for property.